This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Tuesday, May 5th. Good morning. I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Pressure builds on SWP extension. Next gen of ag leaders. USTR to wrap up 301 probes this summer and PFAS case dismissed. Jennifer Pierre, general manager of the state water contractors, is urging lawmakers to pass AB 2215, arguing the measure is essential to maintaining reliability in California's largest water delivery system. In a Capital Weekly opinion piece yesterday, Pierre frames the bill as, quote, a common sense fix to long-delayed administrative process. The Department of Water Resources has waited 16 years for the State Water Resources Control Board to act on a routine request to extend development timeframes for the state water project, leaving the system in limbo. AB 2215 would extend the project's water rights development deadline to 2046, aligning it with existing contracts between the state and local water agencies that fund the system. Pierre argues the uncertainty is already complicating financing for maintenance and upgrades to key infrastructure. She emphasizes the bill does not authorize new projects or weakened environmental protections, as critics argue. It would instead preserve current operations while allowing time for modernization, she says. Pierre also ties the proposal to climate pressures, noting increasingly erratic hydrology and the need for adaptive infrastructure. The bill has passed a critical fiscal committee and awaits a floor vote. The legislature is honoring Fresno State students in an agricultural leadership development program, highlighting efforts to prepare the next generation of agriculture's leaders. During a recent floor session, GOP Assemblymember David Tangapa of Fresno introduced the students while describing California State University Fresno as the Ivy League of the Central Valley. Tangapa said the program gives students, quote, firsthand exposure to the process of formulating public policy, including visits to state agencies and observing floor sessions. In the Senate, GOP Senator Shannon Grove of Bakersfield similarly praised the cohort, saying they are studying issues impacting California agriculture and learning the policymaking process through capital visits. U.S. Trade Representative Jamison Greer aiming to complete two trade investigations into countries' unfair trade practices by the summer. The probes are likely to be used to justify new tariffs, with a temporary global tariff set to expire this summer. We expect to be wrapping up those this summer, he told CNBC yesterday, but Greer left the door open for further deal-making. At that time, the president will be able to assess whether those problems require a reaction in the form of a tariff or otherwise, or whether we can have deals to try and eliminate the practices, he added. The global tariff is set to lapse in July without congressional action. USTR is kicking off a four-day hearing today in its investigation into economies manufacturing overcapacity. The first day of testimony will feature comments from the sugar, seed, and soybean industries, representatives from the olive oil, tree, distilled spirits, and cheese import sectors. They're slated to testify Wednesday. In remarks seen by AgriPulse, the American Sugar Alliance Rob Johansson will argue a global overcapacity in sugar production and foreign subsidies are hurting U.S. industry. The U.S. Trade Representative has a critical opportunity to correct for the unfair foreign trade practices that have led to chronic global overcapacity in sugar production and to prevent American sugar producers from experiencing further losses, Johansson will say. A federal appeals court has rejected an appeal from two environmental groups challenging EPA over PFAS regulations after concluding they do not have legal standing to pursue the case. Public Employees for Environmental Responsibility and the Center for Environmental Health had sued in district court in Washington, D.C., seeking a shutdown of production of PFOA, one of the class of PFAS formed during the fluoridation of plastic containers. The court dismissed the case in part because EPA had initiated a rulemaking addressing the issue. The D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled for EPA on different grounds, finding that the two groups lacked associational standing to plead their case. The groups, quote, do not suggest that they have the requisite roles, responsibilities, or influence over the organizations to alone satisfy the strictures of associational standing, the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals said in its opinion released yesterday. To the extent that they gesture towards that position on reply, the argument comes too late. Cinco de Mayo is shaping up to be a big one in the produce aisle. Record avocado imports and stepped up retail promotions. U.S. importers are on track to bring in a record 235 million pounds of Mexican avocados. That in the month leading up to the holiday, according to the Haas Avocado Board. The industry is betting on food-centered celebrations. We're seeing a real cultural shift in how people, especially new generations, are choosing to celebrate. They're drinking less and connecting more through shared experiences like food. That's the word of Alvarado Luque, president and CEO of Avocados from Mexico, in an industry press release. That trend is why we're prepping for our biggest Cinco ever. Retailers are leaning in. Produce ads climbed 4% to over 266,000, USDA said. Lime prices surged 34% from a year ago, while advertised Haas avocado prices dropped 23%. Here's today's final word. Without it, we're looking at abandoned orchards and generational farming operations coming to an end. That Ranjit Davin, a Sutter County peach grower and chair of the California Canning Peach Association, applauding alongside the California Farm Bureau $9 million in federal funding for a California tree removal program. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Tuesday, May 5th. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Chap Alley.